The Emotional Arc of Rewards. Leanne Booth, Strategic Projects Director at Achievement Awards Group. Most rewards programs are judged on a single moment. Did the participant receive something valuable? Was the reward claimed successfully? Did the transaction close? For the organization running the program, redemption is where success gets measured. But a reward is not only an object or a transaction. For the person earning it, the value is felt far more broadly and over a much longer period. A reward starts shaping emotion well before it arrives, and it can carry on doing so long after redemption. This is the emotional arc of rewards that the participant experiences, with three stages: the anticipation of earning a reward, the experience of receiving it, and the memory it leaves behind. At every stage, emotional value can be built up or broken down. Anticipation. This is where emotional investment begins. Well before anything is redeemed, participants start forming a connection to the reward. They feel desire and motivation, and they begin to imagine. Often the anticipation carries as much emotional weight as the reward itself. A few things shape how powerful this stage becomes. Progress. Seeing points accumulate, milestones approach, or status levels climb creates a sense of movement. This is not limited to sophisticated points systems. Even, buy 9 coffees and get the 10th free, gives a feeling of working towards something. When progress is visible, effort feels like it is leading somewhere, and people engage more. Without that momentum, motivation stalls. Possibility. As a reward comes within reach, imagination takes over. Participants weigh up options, think about what they might choose, and picture how it would feel to use it. The reward becomes real emotionally before it exists physically. Doubt. Anticipation is fragile. If earning a reward feels too complicated, if progress feels too slow, or if the goal feels out of reach, participants start to question whether the effort is worth it. The quiet question is always, does this still feel worthwhile? When the answer is uncertain, engagement fades long before redemption. Experience. If anticipation builds emotional value, redemption tests it. This is the moment of truth. Redemption. A clumsy redemption process can undo months of positive engagement. Delays, paperwork, unclear communication, or technical friction interrupt the momentum that has been building. The reward may still arrive, but the experience around it changes how it feels. When redemption is smooth and intuitive, the emotional payoff strengthens instead. Ease. Friction is noticed immediately. Rewards are not judged on logic alone, so the way it feels to claim one becomes part of its value. A reward that is hard to access can end up feeling less rewarding, whatever its price tag. Relevance matters just as much. A reward that feels personal and aligned to someone's preferences lands very differently from one that feels generic. This is where choice earns its keep. Letting people select something that suits them makes a reward feel genuine rather than transactional. And emotional value does not track monetary value neatly. A smaller reward that feels considered can outperform a larger one that feels impersonal. Expectation and reality. Participants also measure the experience against the build-up. Did it live up to the anticipation? Was it worth the effort? These comparisons happen instinctively. When experience meets or beats expectation, people feel satisfied. When it falls short, the disappointment can outweigh whatever the reward was actually worth. Memory. This stage matters most. It decides whether a reward becomes a closed and completed transaction, or part of a lasting relationship, and that is what shapes future behavior. A reward that leaves no positive memory builds no loyalty. The lasting reminder. Some rewards vanish from memory almost at once. This is the limitation of cash. Welcome in the moment, but once spent, usually forgotten. Others stay emotionally active for far longer. Sometimes the reminder is physical, like a coffee machine used every morning that recalls the effort that earned it. Sometimes it is experiential. Events and group incentive travel in particular can hold their emotional charge for years. The strongest rewards leave a kind of residue behind them. People remember not only what they received, but how it felt to earn it. The story effect. Memory grows stronger still when the reward is shared. An experience that is talked about, photographed or posted stays alive longer, and each time someone else engages with it, the original feeling is relived. The reward keeps generating meaning well past the moment of redemption. That only works, of course, if the experience was good enough to be worth sharing. Reflection. Memory also reshapes perception after the fact. Once it is all over, participants quietly revisit the whole journey. Was it worth it? Would I do it again? Did the payoff justify the wait? They keep answering these questions long after redemption, often without realizing it. Those answers influence future engagement far more than the transaction ever could. A reward can be financially generous and still fail to build loyalty if the experience around it was forgettable. The next arc. The reward ends, but the feeling attached to it carries on. What people remember shapes what they will want to return to. A positive emotional memory strengthens the desire to take part again. A flat or disappointing one weakens it. This is why a reward cannot be judged at the point of delivery alone. Its real impact plays out across anticipation, experience, and memory. It also explains why two rewards of similar monetary value can produce completely different outcomes. One feels transactional and is quickly forgotten. The other creates a connection that lasts well beyond its cost. The most effective rewards do more than deliver financial value. They leave something behind, a feeling, a memory, and a reason to come back. Ends. Author at Leanne Booth. Achievement Awards Group plus posts bio share on your socials.